Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by Haley Thane from the Emery Cat Rescue. We're going to be talking about something pretty fun coming here to the Castle Country, and also a great chance if you're looking for a very special gift for a loved one in your life. The Emery Cat Rescue hosting their Valentine's Day adoption event on Friday, February 13th, running from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. out in front of the Tractor Supply Co. Haley, pleasure to catch up with you today. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
So I think a good place for us to start is we know Emery Cat Rescue. We're very familiar with their work going around making sure that all cats across Emery County, whether they be house trained, whether they be feral cats or wild cats, that they are taken care of and that they are cared for. And it's events like this that really show that. So what's kind of the purpose behind this adoption event?
The main purpose right now is just to get our cats adopted. We have over 40 cats at the rescue right now, and we are way over limit. And so our main focus is just to find them homes.
You know, it's always good to try and be in that compliance and also trying to find these cats a more permanent home rather than just the shelter. And it's a big undertaking. I'm sure you guys put in a lot of man hours over at the Emery Cat Rescue to make things like this possible. Is that right?
Oh, it's totally right. I personally go a couple times a week for a few hours at a time.
You know, it's more than what meets the eye. You know, people are thinking, oh, you're just spending time with cats. No, you're feeding, you're cleaning. It really is a full operation that you guys run.
Yeah, it takes a lot of work and a lot of manpower.
Now, as we look at the Valentine's Day adoption event, is there any cost associated with this? Or is this going to be someone can just walk up, find a cat they like, pick it up and leave? Or what are the costs associated with this?
So for our adoption events, we have a $25 adoption fee. But to come, just say hi to the cats. We don't want anyone to feel pressured that they have to adopt.
You know, and it's always fun just to go out and spend some time with those cats. You know, maybe they have some mitigating factors that won't allow them to adopt a cat for a full-time position, really. But you can always come by and check on how they're doing. Now, what are the benefits of having a cat around the house? You know, everyone thinks about the more stereotypical ones, you know, cats and mice, things like that. But what are some of the benefits that having a cat could have?
The main benefit besides catching mice is definitely just companionship, emotional support. There's nothing like getting out of bed in the morning and having a fluffy little friend right by you.
You know, as we go further and further into the age of emotional support animals becoming more prevalent in the world, I feel like a cat is a very good option. This is a great chance to go pick one up.
Yeah, definitely. I have my own emotional support cat.
You know, and one of the big questions I know people are going to have about this event is as they go to adopt these cats, are they already spayed and neutered, or is that something that the adopt is going to have to try and take care of?
Nope, they're all spay, neutered, microchip, vaccinated, litter box trained, ready to go.
Yeah, so just about everything you could want from a cat right there and ready to go. You can't go wrong with that. So it's going to be a great chance to go and pick up your furry little friend again. That coming up on Friday, February 13th from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. over at the Tractor Supply Company. Now, we talked about it earlier. A lot of man hours go into an operation like this. It takes a lot to try and get something like this up and running. And one of the big ways being a nonprofit organization at the Emery Cat Rescue, you guys operate very heavily on donations. So if there's someone listening right now, they want to give to this cause, what's the best way for them to go about doing that?
So you can either go to our website at emerycatrescue.org or on our Facebook page, but also at the volunteer adoption event, you can come and we'll be accepting cash or physical donations.
You know, some people might not be able to make that monetary donation, but they're willing to make more of a donation of time. If there's someone who wants to go volunteer at the Emery Cat Rescue, how can they do that?
Same thing, you can contact us on Facebook or on our website, or we'll have information at the booth as well.
Now, you've been a long-time volunteer with this organization. What kind of impact has it had on your life ever since you started working with Emery Cat Rescue?
It's made me a happier person. It's made me realize, you know, how big of an effect I can have on lives other than my own.
You know, it's the small things that really balloon into great things for the community. The Emery Cat Rescue, just an incredible asset we have here in the Castle Country. Now, Haley, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you want to leave our listeners off with?
I just want to say, you know, come to the adoption event. Don't worry about, you know, feeling pressured that you have to bring a furry friend home. Just come say hi to us, meet us, you know, get to know our cause, get to know us, and just have a fun time before Valentine's.
Well, Haley, it's always a pleasure to catch up with you. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Again, our guest, Haley Thane with the Emery Cat Rescue, and we're talking about the organization's upcoming Valentine's adoption event. That's going to be on Friday, February 13th from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. over in front of the Tractor Supply Co. It's going to cost $25 for an adoption, but again, don't feel pressure. Just come spend some time with some great volunteers and some great furry friends. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.